What did you just say?
I mean, I know all the sociological reasons why. Per capita, 8 times more black men are incarcerated than white men. Schools are a disgrace. Lack of opportunity, bias in the judicial system, all that stuff. But still, it's got to get to you. On a gut level, as a black man, they just can't keep their hands out of the cookie jar. Of course, you and I know that's not the truth, but that's the way it always plays, doesn't it? And assholes like Lewis just keep feeding the flames. It's got to get to you.
What did you say you did for the DA again?
Coach ball down at Compton, am I right?
Oh, please, don't do that. Don't act like you know something about me, okay?
What do you think those kids need to make them believe, to give them hope? You think they need another drug-dealing cop, or do you think they need a fallen black hero?
Why don't you cut through the bullshit, Flanagan, and just tell me what it is you want?
The DA squad loses its lead investigator next month. Rick is quite adamant that his replacement be a person of color. It's a high-profile position, and he wants to send the right message to the community.
And the right message is, look at this black boy I just bought? Well, fuck you very much, but thanks for thinking of me.
Actually, we were thinking of you. Until we saw that. It's your brother's file. 20-something years old and already 3 felonies. 3 strikes law. Kid's going away for life for stealing a car. Christ, that's a shitty law. There's a warrant in there. But still, hey, he had every opportunity you had. Fucking black people, huh?
So all I need to do to make this disappear is to frame a potentially innocent man.
What are you, the fucking defender of all things white? We're talking about a white man who shot 3 black men. And you're arguing with me that maybe we're not being fair to him? You know what? Maybe you're right. Maybe you're right. Maybe Lewis did provoke this, and maybe he got exactly what was coming to him. Or maybe, stoned or not, just being a black man in the valley was enough to get him killed. There was no one there to see who shot first, so there was no way to know, which means we could get this wrong. Maybe that's what happened with your brother. Maybe we got it wrong. Maybe Lewis isn't the only one who deserves the benefit of the doubt. You're the one closest to all this. You need to tell us. What does your gut tell you?
I tell him. You tell me. I'll tell them.
Well, I think given Detective Conklin's history, it's pretty clear what happened last night.
Okay. Before I get to why we're here, I know that many of you have heard that we had our car stolen last night. And as you could imagine, my wife and I are both pretty shaken up, but we're okay. And Jean and I truly appreciate all your calls and your concern. Thank you. Now, just after 9 p.m. last night, Detective William Lewis, an 8-year veteran of the force and an active member of the black community, was gunned down by a fellow officer.
car. Give me the keys. Get out the...
What the fuck?
Come on! What the fuck are you doing, man?
What? You want to get killed, nigga?
Say that again!
What the fuck?
Say it again, bitch!
You stupid motherfucker!
Say it again, huh?
Right, yo.
Call me a nigga again!
Yo, man, what the fuck?
Get off of me!
Fuck you!
Shoot him!
Fuck! Blow your head off!
Get
off
my shit! Shoot this motherfucker, man!
Man, I swear to God, I'm gonna blow your head off!
Stop talking and shoot!
Come on, stop! Let's go! Shit, hit the door!
Shit! Hey, get off of me!
Fuck off!
Hey, hey, where you going, man? Hell no!
Anthony! Anthony!
Fuck out of my car!
Oh, shit! Damn!
What are you doing, man? Get out of the car!
Fuck you!
Fucking idiot, I said get the fuck out of the car!
You get the fuck out of the car!
Data 25 in pursuit of a black Navigator westbound on Manchito.
That will blow you away! Get the fuck out of the car!
Who? Ida, Tom, Adam, Freak? Oh, Christ.
Get the fuck out of the car!
You get the fuck out of the car!
Get out of the fucking car!
It's my fucking car!
It's my fucking gun!
Fuck, it's my gun now!
Give me my fucking gun! Thing.
In plain sight, step out of the vehicle. Hands in plain sight, step out of the vehicle. Slowly step out of the vehicle.
Get out of my car.
You so brave. You get out the car, man.
Turn off the engine. Throw the keys out the window.
Spread
no, you lie
legs.
Face down on the ground and spread your arms and legs.
Don't come any closer. Down on your knees.
Fuck you, man. What are you gonna do?
Pull the fucking trigger then.
On your knees now.
You get on your knees and suck my motherfucking dick while you down there.
Do I look like I'm fucking joking with you?
Yeah, that's what you look like, a fucking joke to me.
This man is making threatening gestures.
Oh, threatening gestures? You want to see a threatening gesture? I got a threatening gesture for you.
I know this man. I know this man.
Get back.
Fuck off. Give me some space. I know this guy.
Get out of the
you
way.
You don't fucking know me.
Step
Who
away.
The fuck are you? Give me some goddamn room. I know this guy.
Man, don't walk up on me.
You see what's happening here? Do you want to die here? Huh? Is that what you want? Because these guys really want to shoot you. And the way you're acting, they'll be completely fucking justified.
Fuck you.
Fuck
Step
me?
Away from
fuck
him.
Fuck me. I'm not the one who's fucked here. You're the one who's fucked here because you're the one whose head's going to be blown off and onto that man's patio.
Officer Hanson, step away.
He's now. A friend of mine, okay? He's a fucking friend of mine. This man is not armed. He's not gonna shoot you or me or anybody else, all right? So give me 2 goddamn seconds. You do that, lower your firearm. Lower your firearm.
You starting to understand the situation?
What do you want from me?
Unless you think your wife... It's gonna be better off with a husband who has a bloody stump for a head. I want you to sit down on that curb, put your hands in your head, and do nothing until I speak with these officers.
I'm not sitting on no curb. I'm not putting my hands on my head for nobody.
Then stand right where you are and keep your hands in plain sight. Can you do that, huh?
Yeah, I can do that.
Good. I told this man to stay where he is and keep his hands in plain sight.
This man better be related to you by blood. Fucking nuts.
I need this favor. You can check the guy's name, his license. He's got no priors, no warrants. I need to let him go with a warning.
What kind of fucking warning?
A harsh warning. Thank you. You've been warned. You understand me? Do you understand me?
You want something from me? Because I'm right here.
I'm trying to help you.
I didn't ask for your help, did I?